Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Left-wingers, including sympathetic attorneys, will go to any length to weaken and embarrass law enforcement and to implement their offbeat agenda. During the protest that occurred on the Las Vegas Strip last Saturday night, people showed up in red T-shirts and labeled themselves legal observers. Now, these so-called legal observers and their supporters claimed that they were standing on a sidewalk monitoring protesters. After seven observers were arrested, there was an uproar from their Amen Corner. Those arrested swear they did nothing that warranted their arrests. However, when the truth comes out, there is a very different story to be told. Sheriff Joe Lombardo held a press conference yesterday and revealed portions of videos that were taken, and those videos contradict the so-called legal observers. First of all, protesters were not staying on the sidewalks as they had been instructed to do by Metro officers. At times, they were blocking cars on the Strip. Remember, the Strip is the lifeblood of Las Vegas and for most of Nevada. Cars stuck on the Strip could have held up local residents as well as tourists who have come here to relax and have a good time. Second, so-called impartial objective legal observers seemed at times to be leading the charge in the confrontation with Metro officers. A couple of women in red T-shirts could be seen standing with cell phones held just inches from the officers' faces. They seemed to be saying something that could have been considered to be a taunting measure. They weren't videoing the crowd and police reaction. They were attempting to capture what they hoped would be a reactive moment. At another point, to suggest red T-shirters were leading the charge in confrontations with Metro officers, one woman seems to lead a group of protesters up to a squad car and sticks her head in the car. As the sheriff said, legal observers were obviously antagonizing officers, but at the same time, they seemed to be leading the charge. Third, when protesters and so-called observers were told to stay on the sidewalks, the red-shirt observers could be seen ignoring the officers' instructions. Apparently, they believed that legal orders did not apply to them. What else did the videos reveal? Well, fourth, while police vehicles were attempting to drive in the Strip, one protester could be seen laying his body down in front of a squad car. That same protester was seen on a video waving a black flag in the face of an officer on a motorcycle. Now, what else did we learn from the sheriff's press conference? Protesters marching toward the Strip and Russell were going to attempt to stop traffic in the takeover of the I-15. Yeah, that would have played well on national TV. Come to Vegas to relax and be quarantined by protesters on the main freeway. The sheriff revealed an overheard conversation where one protester told another to head on over to DI. The second protester responded with, "What's DI? I'm not from around here." 14% of those arrested during the protests came from outside of Clark County. Now, presumably, most came from California. During these protests, Metro has responded to 87 incidents. 42 officers have been injured in the performance of their duty. They have been there to make sure people, property, and businesses were protected. They have truly put their bodies on the line for this community. It should be apparent to any casual observer that protesters and their supporters, that includes the red T-shirts, were out to antagonize police and to get them to react in a way that they could exploit. Let's be clear. We owe a debt of gratitude to the sheriff and Metro officers for acting with restraint and professionalism while keeping the entertainment capital of the world safe for residents and visitors who come to share our gift to the world. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.